and a lion. In fact, I remember a story about that guy. You may remember it too. What did he do? Yeah, he took out Goliath. Where'd he throw the stone? Right between his eyes. Then what did he do? Chopped his head off. Oh, this is so gross. We're not to the good part yet. What did he do with the head next? He carried it around so everyone would know you don't mess with God's people. And I thought, wow. Little young man carrying the head. He said he carried it all the way to Jerusalem so he could show everyone. Now you get to sit down. You're not going to forget this sermon, are you? In my school, we have tornado drills and fire drills. And what happens if a shooter enters the campus drills? It's where we're at. The kids will say, what do we do if? And I explain to them, here's the procedures. Here's what you do. Here's your sequence. Here's what you do if. Now, you can agree or you can disagree. I want us to be safe, like John said. And I praise God for the men and women that do that for us. Stand up if you were a soldier or you're a police officer, please. Stand up if you were a soldier or you were a police officer, please. These people have kept this nation safe. We can't live with our heads in the sand. We have to develop that kind of attitude where we understand the heroes of faith in the past frequently held up a sword in their hand. I think his name is Jesus in Revelation. You might get a few pictures of him there. And it says, don't be afraid. Do not be intimidated. Learn to stand. Learn to fight. Learn how this nation was created. Learn what God has called us to be people first of the heart, but also courageous enough to protect. You guys get to sit down. Thank you. I thank John. I thank the other people that have volunteered for part of what we're doing here. And I pray that we would take that challenge on not to be afraid. It's not an invitation for fear, nor is it an invitation for anything else. I think we're all smart enough to know if there was a tornado, and we had that one year. I can't remember the sequence, but we were seeing a tornado coming, and we had to haul all of the kids and all the people down into the basement. We want you to know what to do. When my children were growing up, I prayed my house would never catch fire, but I taught every one of my kids what to do if they were on the second floor in the bedroom and the fire had blocked the stairway and they could not get down. I taught them where to run. I taught them what window to go out. I taught them what to do. I taught them what was in their room that would break the window. I taught them that if you needed, you get there, and if I can't get any other way, I'll get you this way, or I'll catch you under here. I gave them as many options as I could, and every once in a while you'd practice that. I hope you have fire drills at home. It seems to be reasonable. John did this because it was a necessary thing for us to understand. It's not to create fear, nor is it to create controversy, nor is it responding one way or the other on the issue of this or that or gun control or anything else like that. What it's saying is, let's live in the world we have. Let's be people prepared. Let's create some Davids, a man after God's own heart. That was a man after God's own heart. And he had the courage at 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever it was, to do what had to be done because of his faith in Jesus. And God honored him and allowed that stone to take out Goliath. But David, as a young boy, walked up to Goliath, took out Goliath's own sword, and killed him. A man after God's own heart. So we can have all kinds of different emotions to all the stuff going on, and we can have all those different feelings that we are allowed to have. But I want us to be courageous enough to understand that God does permit us and allow us to stand our ground and defend ourselves. Pray with me if you would. Lord, for the men and women of this fellowship that are courageous, for those that have put their lives on the line in the past or continue to put their lives on the line in the present, for those, Lord, that experience fear, we want to take all of that away. I pray that my children and my children's children would be brave and bold, that they would understand the call of the sheepdog and understand, Lord, that obedience. I pray against everything that stands against us. I pray with John for all of those forces that are out there attempting to destroy people, lives, Christianity, faith, whatever it might be. Lord, we pray that we would win them with the truth of your gospel, but we pray that we'd be courageous enough to defend ourselves. So, Lord, teach us that delicate balance. Teach us how to do it righteously. Teach us how to honor you, and help us not to react or overreact one way or the other, but give us the courage and the wisdom to follow you no matter what. We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. As the offering is received,